Okay, we have the privilege to learn together a piece from Rav Wolfson, Sefer Emunas Yitecha, regarding a very special time that we find ourselves in, Chodesh Elul, preparing for Rosh Hashanah. We'd like to dedicate this year in honor of the first yahrzeit of Dr. Aryeh Zinkin, a very special member of our community. So Wolfson begins by asking a question. At the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, we're given a lot of descriptions as to where exactly one can go ahead and find two locations, Har Grizim, Har Eval. The Torah tells us many different simonim, exactly where they're located, Halohim ve'eva hayardi, Mizrach HaShemesh, Mo Gilgal, Eitzel Elnei Mare. So we're told exactly, we can pinpoint, so to speak, the location of it. But in contrast to that, we do not find any specific delineation for where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be. And the Rishonim already discussed this. Why not? Why aren't we told where, in fact, is it? It's always told that the Malkum Yivcha Hashem, the place where Hashem is going to choose. So there's a few different reasons that are given. Some want to explain that there didn't want to be any jealousy between the Shvatim. They themselves did not know in which Chelik, who was going to get the base of Migdash. They didn't know Binyamin, Yehuda, they didn't know Naphtali, Zvulun, no one had any idea, so there was no jealousy. So then Hashem said, well, the place where I choose. They all were divided up the land, and later on, David HaMelech will find out exactly where the precise location is going to be. I was explaining that if the Goyim knew in advance where the base of Migdash was going to be, then they would have either, on the one hand, defiled it. They would have made it into a chas v'shalom, like a garbage dumping ground or something like that. Or alternatively, they might have stacked up all their armies there, making it very, very difficult to conquer using natural means. And therefore, that would have perhaps led to unnecessarily loss of life. So various reasons are given. But al koponim, at the end of the day, there is no specific location told for where it is. It's just said about the Beis HaMikdash is the Malkum Asher Yivchar Hashem, right? There's no simonim, there's no way to find it. It needs a drisha v'chakira. And we know that David HaMelech spent a lot of time and effort trying to actually locate the actual place. It says in Tehillim, it says, Zochar Hashem leDavid Eis Kol Unoso, Im Itin Shnas Le'enai Le'afa Pai Tenumo, Ad emso mokum l'Hashem. Like, I won't sleep until I find the place of Hashem, where it's going to be. So, in order to explain all this, Rav Wolfson has a beautiful yesod, and he begins with the Gemara in Yuma Nun Dalet Amud Beis. It says, "Why is the Makom Migdash called the Evan Shesia? The Evan Shesia is the stone because that's the place where the entire world began. It unfolded from there." And he quotes, like, we have Shesiva Ariv, it's the same word as Evan Shesia, a warp and a wool. When you're going to weave a garment, so there's a place where you have to start from, and the entire garment, the entire blanket, the entire piece of clothing that you're going to weave emerges from that starting point. That's called Shesi, Shesiva Ariv. So too, Evan Shesia is the place where the entire universe began. Hashem created one spot, and from there emerged everything else. But that's the center place. That's literally the genesis, the point of origin of the whole world. So he explains, says Rav Wolfson, Hine kan ba'olam hazeh shehu kakadra. This world is like it's a globe, it's a ball. Hamakom agavoa bezeh ha'olam hu hamakom shemimeno hushchas ha'olam. So the highest place is from where the world began. If you can imagine, like, you're holding a tennis ball in your hand and you look at the top point, that's the highest point. From there, that's Yerushalayim, and everything else emerged from there. And that's what he says, the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Memtes. Eretz Yisrael, Givo Mikolorato. Eretz Yisrael is the highest place. Now, that's not true, you know, in terms of, you know, geographic locations. We have, you know, many, many mountaintops that are much, much taller than Yerushalayim, than Eretz Yisrael. Umisham nisposhet she'eris ha'olam. From there, from Eretz Yisrael, specifically Yerushalayim, the whole world spread out. Ulam ha'nakuda ha'markezis shel Eretz Yisrael atzma hi Yerushalayim. The central point of Eretz Yisrael is Yerushalayim. V'chin Yerushalayim givo mikol Eretz Yisrael. Right? Because, so therefore, Eretz Yisrael is the highest point of the whole world, and Yerushalayim is the highest part of Eretz Yisrael. Hanakuda ha'emtzeis shel Yerushalayim hu makom ha'mikdash o yoser gavoa. And in Yerushalayim itself, the makom ha'mikdash, the base ha'mikdash, is the highest place. Umisham hushas ha'olam. The whole world spread out from there. V'chein base ha'mikdash nikra har. It's important, he's going to explain, that's why it's called a mountain. But bring them to my holy mountain, Har Kodshi, the mountain of Hashem, that's Yerushalayim. Yeshayah says, in the future, everyone will realize that the world began and was contained within Yerushalayim. The whole world is literally contained. If that's the place in origin, you could trace your origin back to Yerushalayim. The Chei Nikros Har, that's why it's called a mountain, Miloshin Hiroyim, like pregnancy. Just like you have a small drop, a seed from where the child emerges from, and within that child, he or she, all of their limbs are going to come from that one small drop. So Yerushalayim is the place of origin. The whole world, the whole universe begins from the place of Yerushalayim. But there's a higher level, says Rav Olson. A higher level than that. Even more central, even more all-encompassing. Before the even act of conception happens, when the thought contained in the mind, the brain of the father, Zenikra Hirhur, Miloshin Har Agabe Har. So Hirhur, a thought, is the Lushan, right? Har Agabe Har, a mountain within mountain. The Ze Mokum Hamikdash, that's what the Beis Hamikdash is. It's even a higher level. That's the yichud, that's the unification of the creator and the creation. That's Yerushalayim, Har Agabe Har. People are going to realize that. The whole world is included in that place and emerges from there. This is a concept that Wolfson quotes many times. There are three aspects to every single creation. What's called in the Sfarim, the Sefer Yetzirah, Oshon, Olam, Shona, Nefesh. Ein, Shonin, Oshon stands for Olam, Shona, Nefesh, which means Olam is within space, Shona is something that exists within time, and Nefesh is which exists within a person's soul. And all three facets come together. One of the examples that Rav Olson quotes elsewhere is the idea of the Kohen Gadol going into Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. So there you have the holiest place in the world. That's Olam, right? That's the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lifnai V'Lifnim. You have Shana, you have Yom Kippur. And then the Nefesh is the soul, it's the Kohen Gadol. So all three converge. So similarly, so too, this idea of Yerushalayim, he's going to explain in a little bit different Knech, how it all connects. Umash yesh b'mokim yesh b'zman. So where, just like you have in space, in location, in Yerushalayim, something which the whole world is contained within that, so too you have this in Zman as well. Kamo shebimokam sheish Yerushalayim v'nefesh sheish mem yom shel yitziras havlad, so too you have 40 days to the creation of a child. Kein bizman sheish mem yom shemin rosh chodesh elul ad yom hakodesh. So too you have 40 days from rosh chodesh elul into Yom Kippur. So the whole year is included within these 40 days. So just like in Yerushalayim, you have a mountain within a mountain, that first original thought. You also have the same thing within a nefesh. Within a person's soul, you also have this formation status. So within Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Hashem is recreating the world. And on Rosh Hashanah itself, it returns back to its source. And that's the creation. That's the connection between Hashem and this whole creation. That's when we're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We connect to Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. We're so close to Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. V'chol kama shenisrachik me Rosh Hashanah nisrachik min hayichud hahu. So if that's our place of origin and our connection and our recreation, that the Svarim explained there's only enough energy to recreate the world from one Rosh Hashanah to the next. And then on Rosh Hashanah, enough spiritual Shefa comes into the world to recreate for the next year. So the farther and farther we get in time from that point of Rosh Hashanah, the farther and farther we get away from our Yichud with Hashem. K'moha Olam Kol Kach Nisrachik Mirushalayim. And the farther away a person gets from Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim specifically, there's more Tuma. So just like the head that contained the entire body, the entire child, so too Rosh Hashanah, the word, the Rosh, the head of the year, contains everything, all the days of the upcoming year. Habolin Latova. So continues of Wilson. Just like you have 40 days for the creation of a Vlad, of a fetus, you could daven for what gender you want, and to daven after the 41st day, you can't daven anymore, right? Like it says in the Gemara in Brachos, so too, me rosh chodesh elul ad yom hakodesh ozhu yitziras hashanah. So right now, it's a very special, auspicious time. Our year is being formed. These 40 days we find ourselves in right now, we're forming our upcoming year. So you have to daven for the whole year. You have to daven for Purim. You have to daven for what's going to be upcoming this whole year right now during these 40 days. After the 40 days, it's very hard to change it. It's like we going up on the mountain, the Har Hashem, just like Moshe Rabbeinu did, until we reach the Rosh Har, that's Rosh Hashanah, and afterwards Yom Kippur. So too now, just within space, you had Yerushalayim, that was the whole world. Within time, you have the 40 days of Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, that's the whole year. So too now within Neshama, the third facet, you have a Neshama that includes all subsequent Neshamas within it, and that obviously was Adam HaRishon. L'chein, therefore, Adam HaRishon, HaNefesh HaKlali, the all-encompassing Neshama, Nivra B'Rosh Hashanah, Hazman HaKlali. It works out perfectly. He was created on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah encompasses the whole time. Adam HaRishon encompasses all the neshamas. Mimakom kaparas, mimakom hamikdash, mimakom haklali. Va'al hazman hazeh ne'emar dirshu Hashem nimtzov, b'kru b'yoso korov. We have to come to close now. Come to Hashem now when He's close to us. Ki az hu hazman misyachid atav im matbia kanal. So this is the time when nature and we Hashem's creations come closer to Hashem. So he explains now. It emerges as follows. You have a small amount that holds much more than it could al piteva. So if you have a zer, you have seeds. So a small seed will contain the tree. The potential exists inside of that seed. If it becomes ruined, if the seed becomes ruined, then the tree is going to become ruined. Even though it's small, it holds so much more. Now, why is Eretz Yisrael called a tzvi? What's so unique about the deer? It means that a small amount can hold much more. You know, Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of Jews in the world. No Jews ever wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael. Said, "I'm sorry, we don't have space for you." Right? Nobody ever said, "There's no space for me in Yerushalayim." Muad machzik es meruba, because you have a small amount in Yerushalayim, they can hold up. V'chein v'har habayis. When they would stand up, it was packed tight like a bunch of sardines. But when it came time for everybody who was on Har HaBayis to bow down, plenty of space. So too in the Beis HaMikdash, the place where the Aron itself did not take up any space. The small amount holds in much more than it could al piteva. Kisham lo shaltu klali hateva, because the rules of nature don't apply to these locations. Lefishim isham nivra hateva. That's the place where teva itself was created. Visham nisyachid hateva im davar shilamalim in hateva. That's where we connect to Hashem, who's not bound by the laws of nature. Vechein Hamemches shals shel yom arichta. So to the 48 hours of Rosh Hashanah, hey mu'atim. It's 48 hours. However, machzikim es kol hashana besocham. Those 48 hours of Rosh Hashanah contain our entire year. V'chein metzin b'medrash al haposuk esa einai el heharim. I lift my eyes up to the mountains. El Hahorim, to the Horim, to my ancestors, to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. El Ha'avos, Shagam Heim Nikram Harim, Kimo Kevin Shemehem, Haya Hiroin Shal Klal Yisrael. They're called Harim, Horim, because that's where the birth of Klal Yisrael came from. Vechein Noldu Ha'avos B'Yom Heil. That's why that's when the Avos came into this world, was during this time, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. Shepnei Kach Nikra Tishre Yerach Ha'esonim, the month of the strong ones. Shenoldu Ha'esonim Ha'olim, the strong ones of the world were created in this month. Continues of Wilson beautifully. Vechein Shiyadua Shakodesh Baruch Istak Braisa Bar Alma. Since Hashem looked into the Torah and used that as his blueprint for how he's going to create the world, anything that exists in this world, its source is in the Torah. That's where it's found. Rabbi Lazar b'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam as Shorash HaTorah Hu Bereishis. So the source of the whole Torah itself is in Bereishis. The word Bereishis itself are the letters, if you rearrange them, Aleph b'Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua Nibinisa Nivra Ha'olam Hu Vav the Gochon. Okay. V'chein Korim b'Aseres Yimei Tshuva Parshas Hazinu. That's why during the 10 days of Tshuva we read from Hazinu, as the Ramban brings, Kol Ma Shehayahu Shehoya Hoga Viya, anything that was, is, or will be, the whole Adam, Hakol Yeshlo Shorsh Parshas Hazinu. Everybody has a remez to themselves in the Parsha of Hazinu. There was once one of his Talmidim who became an apostate. And the Ramban later on was summoned to speak with him. And he asked his former Talmud, what caused you to go off the derech? And he says, Rebbe, you once said something in Shir that was too far-fetched, too wild for me to ever believe. And once I rejected that, one thing led to another. I just rejected Chas V'Shalom Kol HaTorah Kulo. So Ramban says, well, I stand by everything I said. What was it that threw you off? So he said this idea. You once said that everybody is found within Parshas Hazinu. And I couldn't believe it. I don't believe it. So Ramban went off to a private area in Davind, asking Hashem to enlighten his eyes and to show him where this Talmud, whose name was Avner, was found in Parshas Hazinu. And he went back and he returned and he pointed to him exactly, counting out the letters equidistant to where his name himself, where he was found in the Parsha. The one who didn't believe, the one who rebelled because of this Torah, the Ramban showed his former Talmud where Avner was found. And after that, he did his Chozer B'Tshuva. So everybody is found within there. Let's go back to the piece. Nimsa Shahazinu hu hashor shel hakol v'hu muat machzik es maruba. Parshas Hazinu is something that has everything inside of it, and it makes perfect sense now that we read Parshas Hazinu within the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, within that time frame where the whole world is being recreated. Uvezeh navel v'er b'mah sheyischa. Now we'll go back to where we started. Again, the original question that Rav Wolfson began with was why Parshas Re'eh begins with descriptions of Har'eva, Har'grizim, tells exactly where to find them, but it does not tell us where in the world is, literally, pun intended, I guess not, where in the world is Yerushalayim. It just is the place where you're going to look out. Yan shemakom hamikdash gavo mikol hamakomos, makom hayichud shel teva matbiya. Just because Eretz Yisrael in the makom hamikdash is the highest place, mur machzik es maruba v'gavo mimakom hateva, it's higher than nature. L'chein iefshar l'gloso ba'olam hazeh begilui gomor. That's why it cannot be revealed. If the place itself is above nature, and if it was to be written in the Torah, where exactly is the location, therefore it would have a shaychus to Teva, would be limited, chas v'sham, to the rules of Teva. Keim she'ein toifes makom klal b'zeh ha'olam. Rak tzorech drisha v'chakira kamosha osa David ad shemotza makom Hashem mishkenos la'abir Yaakov. Until David was able to figure it out through his drisha and chakira to locate the proper place. V'chamochein hu b'Rosh Hashanah. That's also the same thing with Rosh Hashanah. Kevin Shulamalam in Hazman, right? Just like Rosh Hashanah itself is beyond time. Gam Kim Tsarch Drisha La Vechachona Kol Chodesh Elo Kedei Lezakos Limtzo Es Har Hashem. So too we have to have a lot of Drisha Vichakira and Hachona, preparation to find the place, to find Yerushalayim, to find ourselves on Rosh Hashanah. Chemo David HaMelech Alav Shalom Sh'amar Imetein Shnas Le'eni Laf Apai Tenuma Of Anu Menadin Shena Me'enenu. So just like David said at the beginning that I am going to lose sleep over this, so too we reduce our level of sleep. The Sfardim already have begun slichos. We will, Mir Tashem, start soon, but that idea of getting up even earlier to remove the sleep from our eyes, just like David HaMelech did during this time of the year, to say the slichos for Hashem. That's the kapitel we say on the night of Rosh Hashanah. Halavai, halavai, shenizke lios me'osen shedorshu motzu es Hashem, es har Hashem b'yom machar. We should be the ones who will find Hashem, the har Hashem, the following day in Rosh Hashanah. It's up. V'lo nechar es hamoed chas v'shalom. Not to miss it. The Omrim Noki Kapayim of our Levav, who Yizkila Alos Mechar, Birosh Har Hashem, Tichmosh Bebesa Migdash, Arov Atome, Osul of Osham, just like an Oro, an uncircumcised or Atome, is not allowed to go to the Mokom HaMigdash, Chain, so too Rosh Hashanah, Oro Lev, Atome, Lo Yav Osham. On Rosh Hashanah, the one who's an Oro Lev cannot enter there. The one who's Tome can't come into it. And a person who hasn't prepared himself now during Elul to come into Rosh Hashanah, lo yavosham, he won't be able to enter. Just like the place of Yerushalayim, the place where the Mikdash was going to be, was hidden, Rosh Hashanah nistar v'nischase, it's covered and it's hidden. K'moshe Nemar says, Kesel Yom Chagenu, the Archag itself is covered. So we have to work so hard because the Rosh Hashanah is containing within it our entire upcoming year. The Oz, says Rav Wolfson, you'll come there. If you really have a drisha, if you look for it and you search, you'll come there.
Don't hide yourself from me, Hashem. Nizke shenucha limtzo legalos es har Hashem es hayom hanora asher bo toli kol hashana.
Let us come in contact with you. Let us encounter. Let us have a meeting with you. Let us connect on the day which contains the whole year within it.
Va'afilu lo Avraham Avinu alav Hashem hay Eretz Yisrael mechusa.
Even for Avraham, Eretz Yisrael was hidden. K'mo she'omer la Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, El ha'aretz asher areka, to the land I'm going to show you. He didn't know where he was going.
Ve'lo gilu lo eize er aretz. He didn't say where it's going to be.
Ve'chein amakom ha'mikdash Eretz Maria. Didn't tell him.
Ve'chein hayom hazeh Rosh Hashanah bolul hu miyesh me'ayin.
It's so mixed up. Yesh me'ayin, from coming into existence.
Va'az yesh ha'orim esfiras keser afila malachim sholim ayeh mekom kavodo.
Even the malachim, the angels ask, ayeh, where is Hashem?
Ribon Hashem, al tas te'panecho mimeni.
Hashem, please don't hide yourself from me. So he ends off with a beautiful idea. Says Rav Wolfson, uvezeh navin lama hakadmonim nosnu ramozim harbe lechodesh elo.
Why did the previous Kadmonim give a lot of hints to Elul? Everything is Rosh Tevis, right?
Inu Yod Vesam Lecho, Rosh Tevis Elul.
Ish Re'eu Matanos Lavionim, Rosh Tevis Elul. Es Lavavchav Es Lavav, Rosh Tevis Elul.
Ani Ledodi Vedodi Li. All these are Rosh Tevis. Why did they spell it out? So Wilson tells us, Ki Inyan Rosh Tevis, because the whole idea behind having Rosh Tevis, an abbreviation, Hu Sherosh Hateva Machzik Besocho Eskol Hateva, that the beginning of the word contains everything within it.
Vehu Mot Machzik Es Meruba Mamish.
And that's the whole idea that we're explaining here, that you have a small thing in space, in time, or in soul that contains everything that's going to emerge from it.
Kama Chodesh Elov Aser Simei Tshuva Kenal Rosh Hatevis Shel Rosh Hashanah.
The Rosh Tevis for Rosh Hashanah, Resh He, Hu, Har, is the word Har itself that all hints at this idea. So a powerful message from Rav Wolfson about how we need to use these days and to understand that what we're creating for is not just for a two-day period. The Rosh Hashanah that we're davening for and preparing for, this is a Yetzirah. This is our whole year is being formed during these times, and we have to daven accordingly for the entire year, Habo Aleinu Latova. Again, thank you for learning, and I wanted just to dedicate this year in memory of Dr.
Aryeh Zinkin.